It's an instant classic on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
I wanted to get into what's going on with Shaq and the NBA playoffs right now. And
all right.
Boy, this guy is getting really beat up. He is just, what a surprise. It's Nigel, our foreign exchange student, who has been living at the Dunham and Miller house for the past 10 years or so. It's about time you've graduated, right?
Hello, Georgie. Hello.
Nigel, I'm here too.
Thank you for letting me stay at the Dunham and Miller house for recovering Anglophile children. My tuberculosis has cleared up quite nicely.
Good. Isn't that nice, George? We've actually healed Nigel.
The Dunham and Miller house is a safe harbor for all the kids who can't get into the more reputable houses of convalescence. The maladies here are odd and often queer in nature. One child, Georgie, I would like to tell you about. Would you like to hear about a kid, George?
No. Actually, yes. I don't.
Yes, Nigel.
One child, Simon, is afflicted with what your doctors call a wet nappy addiction.
What's that?
He insists on wearing a wet diaper to sporting events. And although it's not a concern for Simon, his wife gets very annoyed by it.
Wife?
Yes, she has to change him in ballpark bathrooms as his considerable mass frequently cracks the foundation of the koala changing tables. Then, Georgie, there's Edgar, whom I room with, Georgie.
Show some concern about Edgar, Georgie.
I don't care about him. I don't even care about him.
He resides in an artificial polyurethane sphere, Georgie. Which I believe you people from the colonies call a plastic bubble.
Oh, the boy in the bubble thing.
Yes, and it's located in the Dunham wing of the Dunham and Miller house, so I think you should be interested, Georgie.
We don't have a house.
Edgar's immune system is very odd. He's only susceptible to the elephant man disease in the daytime. He spends all the daylight hours eating peanuts and holding other animals' tails.
An odd affliction.
We're also doing important research from where I am in the Dunham and Miller household.
This is good. This is part of your education.
What kind of research?
Not only are we trying to heal him, but we're trying to educate him.
Right.
Why, just yesterday, I spotted them injecting Quincy Carter with giraffe blood to increase his tongue size.
Oh, wow.
They are also working now to separate some Siamese twins.
Really?
Oh, twins, huh?
Who are the twins?
They're joined at the tongue.
Really?
Yes. And fortunately, they're good-looking like the Olsen twins.
Wow.
It makes me naughty kids go wild! They're also studying Bob Stone's bite pattern to discover how an American can have such a British tooth imprint. Play along with me, Georgie!
I hate you. Nigel, it's amazing. We've seen you when you came over from Britain. You were 4 years old or something.
No, he was like...
Now you're 30.
I want to end sport, Georgie!
Teach him about sports.
So I can become a big-time Arena League football presenter like you, Georgie.
Yeah.
Teach me all that is seminal and throw the rest in the dustbin.
Okay.
Help him out.
Georgie.
Yep.
What happened to Pat Tillman?
George, break the news.
Tragically killed in combat.
I'm sad, Georgie.
Well, we all are.
Because you won't let me come live in the Dunham Manor with you and your lovely wife, Kelly, and your beautiful sporting children.
George,
with Pat Tillman.
Invite him to live with you.
Just because my face is dramatically disfigured with leprosy. And my oozing wounds were in the most heavily Scotch-guarded carpets. Doesn't mean I can't be worthy of love, George.
He's got a point.
Just because a steady flow of pus exits my nose at socially uncomfortable times, you won't let me be your ward.
Your ward? What? Let him be your ward.
No.
Why don't you like me, Georgie?
Because you're a whip. You're not a kid. You're like 30-something.
Easy on him.
Is it because of what you said in your letter?
I never sent you a letter.
Because of what you stated in your correspondence.
What did he say to you in this letter?
Cease and desist? That thing?
says he didn't like me because I have AIDS and I'm black.
Oh, George.
You're not black and you don't have AIDS.
George.
I have to go now, George!
Bye, Nigel. I'm here, too. You can say goodbye to me. That's our foreign exchange student,
oh,
Nigel.
Oh! You shot me!
I think he's grown up rather well. I think we've done a good job at the Dunham and Miller house with him.
Oh! Oh! Oh, God, it hurt! Oh!
Nigel? That'll do it. Nigel?